Good morning, Celestine.
Good morning.
Today we embark on a completely new journey. We have a guest. We have the arrival of a new guest. It's her first week. Her first week has just been completed, and we have decided to do a journey together and share her journey as she's deep diving into the healing of the gut. So she's will be here for 12 weeks, and together we will do weekly updates on how this journey is going. So welcome.
Thank you.
How are you today?
Good.
Yeah. You've been here a week now.
I have.
It feels like you've been here a long time and also a short time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Finding it very easy to feel at home with you guys.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, it's been amazing to just have you here for a week and having this journey together. So we will share your journey with healing the gut and your amazing healing journey here with us. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how did you come about to decide to go on this healing journey together with us, travel to the other side of the world and to the jungle outside of Chiang Mai and say, okay, this is it. I'm doing this.
Well, so my entire life I've had a sensitive stomach. It's been going up and down. And then about 3 years ago, it completely came crashing down. And obviously it escalated into it. But I have been living with gut cramps and pain for daily for 3 years now. And for about 2.5 of those years, I've been really dedicating my life to healing myself. And but the pains have resisted and persisted, that is. And this winter, I was in Sweden, that's where I traveled from. And my life became very busy again, and it became a lot worse with the stress. And I decided to again deep dive, but from like a more with a I don't know how to describe it, but with from a new angle, because I had been focusing so much on a clean lifestyle and clean diet and all of that, but it wasn't enough to really get me through it. And then through a dear friend of mine, I was introduced to Linda and Sarah, Självläkning med Linda and Sarah, and started using their free online YouTube material. And it was just like, whoa, this stuff works. Started with EFT, emotional freedom technique, using tapping. And just from that experience that I could feel that I was working with myself on an emotional level for the first time got me really curious, and I got into contact with you and Linda. And also I've been listening to tons of podcasts and checking you guys out for a couple of months as well. And hearing all the testimonials and just like, wow, I want to go. I want to deep dive like that in a safe container with like experts. And we had a chat, and
And here you are.
here I am.
It's been you're very welcome to we are so happy to have you here. And it's we've decided to do this deep dive with the gut. So all of us are deep diving, like Simba, me, Mark, everyone is deep diving into the gut. And that's how we do things here. We follow the energy, we follow the intention, and you came with a very, very strong intention. And we know a lot about the gut, but now we're gonna really deep dive and put everything together. And we custom make a program for you to really kickstart this healing journey. So we're going to follow you for these 12 weeks. So this is the first episode. So yeah, you've been here for a week. So not much has happened yet, or maybe it has.
In my world, a lot of stuff has already happened.
Yes. So let's go through it step by step, like arriving to the farm. How was that? How was your experience? You've been with a week now with strangers in the outskirts of Northern Thailand.
Yeah, because I started, before coming here, I started a 30-day detox course with Linda and Sarah. And so a month before coming here, we would have daily exchanges with voice notes. So yeah, I felt that we were already establishing a relationship, and coming here was like, and you greeted me so warmly. It was like seeing a friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was wonderful to, this is a whole new world for me, being in the jungle and coming here and showing me this beautiful house that I'm living in that is, surprised me a lot because it's really beautiful. I feel very at home here, and they had the coolest goodie bag of my life with all kind of interesting items. Yep. In it for the journey, and walking around in the farm and seeing the beauty of it, it just was such a like a loving opening experience, and the vibe here is great, and I felt at ease from the beginning.
Thank you so much for that. That's it's been very, you fit in perfectly. Like straight away, it really was like meeting a friend. It's been, it feels very easy to have you here. So what would you say your main intention of coming here? How would you describe what, when you think about, because we always talk about coming to the farm and joining this program is really, it's a little bit like going to school, and it's about, but what school are you in? Like what is your intention? What is your purpose of being here?
I think a really deep intention that I have is that I want to know who I am without pains, without stagnated energy and emotions in my body and all the layers that have been added throughout life. And but the driving factor was, of course, like my gut. It was like, I've tried everything I could for like 2.5 years, and I did branch out quite a bit, but I wasn't getting anywhere. But I've come to realize that the gut pains, without any doubt about it, is a blessing in disguise, because it's taking me down this path on my personal healing journey. And on that path, I've been finding so much passion within and a new direction for my future, where I also want to like continue educating myself, healing myself, and then share my experience and knowledge with other people. Mm. So I'm going to say for the first time, I want to become a healer. Yeah. Oh.
This is so cool. I love this. I mean, it's the process of healing yourself and then serving others is just such a massive thing. It's just so mm-hmm. purposeful and meaningful. It's also this, like when you overcome something big and then you want to share that and how you do that. So this is a part of you sharing this is also a part of us building you as a healer, to be comfortable in sharing your story and to be comfortable presenting yourself to others. So we're doing everything at once.
Yes. I didn't understand coming here at to what extent you would build me as a healer and a practitioner, which has really taken off this first week already. And that is just like such a wow, like I'm amazed that I will get so much support on my journey, because before coming here with the certifications that I already have, I was like, yes, I have my holistic coaching coaching certification and yoga, but like, how on earth will I start and make my way forward?
Mm.
Here I feel with you and Simba and Mark, you're all already just like, yeah, and putting pieces of my puzzle, and I can start to see a path.
Mm.
And that path, you should just like to feel that, to actually starting to see it. It's like, woo.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And it's so interesting because when we have an issue, we think like, oh, there's something about this issue that I haven't found the solution. It's like I have this problem and I need the solution. And when I find it, everything will go away. But the way we work is, there's something going on and it's all connected. It's the body is a holistic unit. It's the mind, the body, and the spirit. It's emotional, it's physical, it's spiritual, it's all of it together. So the purpose and having that drive and that have that joy and creativity in your life is just one little part of what is needed to build the whole. It's like we need to have direction and sense of purpose. So it's so beautiful to see that you found that just within the first week. And it's not about everyone need to find that on the first week, but if you have that, and that's also what we work with when people come here, is to either refine or find it or define it. So, and the fact that pain is so deeply rooted to emotional and spiritual blockages is... It's like we come for a symptom, but we find so much more about ourselves. So I feel like that's maybe what you mean when you say like the pain is a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if I wouldn't have had those physical challenges, how, I don't know how long I would have trodden on in my previous lifestyle before like symptoms would actually come up to the surface and make me see them.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling particularly bad or anything. I was happy with my life. I was happy with my health, you know, but the pains were like, couldn't ignore them.
No, the body is trying to communicate something.
Yeah.
And that's what we do here. We try to find out what is it that the body is trying to say.
Yes.
So, yeah, you will be sharing this for the next couple of weeks. But so what has happened this first week? You arrived, shared a little bit about the farm. What would you say about the different group sessions that you've been participating?
Yeah, we have two group sessions a day, and several of them have been having a really big effect on me and for myself, like new pieces of my puzzle being laid. And one of them being the TRE, the tension and trauma release exercises, where we tap into the body's innate capability of releasing stress through tremors. And before coming here, I've been hearing a lot about it through your channels. I was like, wow, that sounds like an amazing modality, because we don't go back to the trauma through our minds or our emotions. We go bypass that and straight into the body. And I was like, I'm not sure it's going to work on me, you know. And then the first session, it was like, my legs were just like going at it. And I was like, wow. So that was a big relief for me. And coming back to again, like, yeah, my body knows what to do.
Yeah.
Really does. And I can follow that guidance.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a... I mean, you've had four sessions already. So it's the Monday of the second week now. So you've had four sessions already, and it's already traveling very deep inside your body, and... Yeah, your body is responding to it very, very well. It feels like it's just like, oh, I want to release. Yeah, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful experience. And then another very profound two times we had a transformal breath work, and where we breathing, laying down 80% stomach or in 20% in the chest. It's circular breathing like that. And that has really gotten me into what I have discovered, my two main areas of tension when it, in my body. It's like here in the middle of the chest and directly under the ribs, diaphragm, psoas, muscle area. And when I, you know, you read, you start to like move the body like that. And it's like things come up. And I've on Tuesday, this was just the second day, I had my biggest like emotional release ever from not being triggered by something external. It just came from within and it came out. Amazing. Like, I'm so happy about that. Yeah, it works.
Yeah, the body, it works. It's what we do. We activate all the self-healing mechanisms of the body, and the body starts to work like to get with you. You start to work with the body, and yeah, the body starts to release whatever it is not serving anymore.
Mm.
It's so, so cool to watch.
Yeah.
Anything else that has been standing out?
I think the I have had starting to explore body work both with Simba and through a course we did this weekend, and that has also I think that was what opened up this area. I did a body work session with Simba and we really got this chest area, the energy there moving, and after that I have felt that connection for the first time. Then the second time I was having the breath work and the TRE for that matter, I had already established a connection here and I could bring that into the tremors. So then my, in the second time around, my upper body started tremoring as well. Mm. So it's beautiful how different pieces of the puzzle has been laid throughout the week. And also really interesting to learn about the psoas muscle and how it's connected to the fight and flight response, and how by working with it, stretching it, calming it, I can self-regulate myself.
Yeah, we work very deep with the nervous system and teaching people how to... Yeah, so what we do is really like a physical... experience, like working deep with the somatic, but also educating and having a cognitive understanding of what's going on, so we can integrate as we go along, because we want to learn, release, integrate, so we can move on, so that the body is that we don't move too fast. We move fast, but not too fast. So the body, so all parts of the body is traveling, you know, at the same time together. So yeah. We don't get too overwhelmed. We don't get because a lot of people who come here are also healers and want to deepen their knowledge about the healing modalities and how it works, and then through your own experience you're like, oh, this is how it works, and the diaphragm, and that looks like this, and da da da. Yeah, it feels like that's what we do. We try to educate at the same time as people having a somatic and like a personal experience of the release, so integrating in real time.
Yes, very nice combination.
Yeah, because it feels like you get everything that you learn is also something that you will bring with you as a practitioner.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're
also joining the TRE program in October.
I am.
Yeah. That feels like a natural move.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, what about the detox and nutrition? What protocol do you feel drawn to, and so what have you been doing?
So the first week was fruit and coconut water, very delicious. Yes, I've been eating a lot of fruit, which I was a pretty easy transition, as I've been on a detox program before when it was focused on fruit and raw veggies. And now
Ta-da! Grape juice.
Yes, it has begun. And that was this time, I wanted to get started with it. Because it's really a good way to a thing to add to the whole process of getting deeper into it. And we'll see. This is the first day, so yeah, until further notice, who knows yes. how long, letting go of control.
Yeah, the fasting is a way to not only heal the gut and give the GI tract a well-deserved rest. It's also a way to kickstart the cellular regeneration of the body, like healing the cells. And also, it's a way to access like unprocessed emotions, and because the gut is like it's like a massive storage room where we keep a lot of unprocessed emotions and events, and it's all connected to belief systems and all of that. And I mean, people can think that 12 weeks is a long time for a healing process, but if we've been living for many years suppressing things and not processing things, it can take a little bit of time for the body to start to open up and feel safe and start to process. So we use the detox not only to heal the physical body, but also to access the unprocessed emotions. So if you will show up the other weeks and not feeling too good, it's because you're processing old stuff, and that's what we want to access. So it was very funny with you, because when you arrived, I asked you, like, would you like to eat some of the normal foods and stuff before we get started? You're like, no, I'm ready to go. And I was like, okay, let's ease in with the fruit diet. And you're like, yeah. And then a couple of weeks, I mean, I think it was like Thursday or something, like day 3 or 4, you're like, I'm ready now. I'm ready to do the fast. Like, okay, let's start on Monday. It's like with the TRE, it's like the body wants to open up. The body is really ready to go. It feels like I'm ready to process. I'm ready to release.
Yeah.
And without going too fast and too deep too soon.
I do feel that whatever we do, that there's always this like this focus on feeling safe. And I'm can be very moving fast, very easily.
Yeah.
So it's also good to learn now in the beginning with like the TRE, for example, we really take the time to pause, stop everything, and then go back and then pause. So I really learn how to self-regulate and not just to go like full steam ahead.
Yeah. I that's one of the main things that we are teaching here, is the grounding and putting, I mean, the body first is stressed. If we have a symptom like that, the body is feeling stressed and it's not in balance. And what we need is to create safety for the whole organism. And we're so deep into the stress. It's got to go fast. It's got to go forward. I got to perform. I got to do things. I got to get things done. It's this mentality of it's never enough. It's always going. And here we really need to take a step back, allow the body to relax, activate the self-healing mechanism, and allow it to take it in its own time. So because we're so programmed with pushing, and here we need to push and pull a little bit, but it has to come from a grounded space, a grounded place in the body. So slowing people down, some people we need to speed up a little bit, and some people we need to slow down. And you are one of the ones that needs to slow down a little bit and not go too fast, because you're very, I mean, you're so motivated also. All right. Is there anything else from the first week that you would like to share?
And I think just a general deep feeling of gratitude and resonance, and the feeling that I'm really in the right place, and that this experience is already becoming a lot bigger and better than I had my expectations.
Yeah, this will be a very, very interesting journey we'll do together. I'm so happy that you're here, and I'm also super grateful to have you here. So,
well, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, it feels amazing.
Yeah, so we will show up next week again. What we are doing with this 12-week deep dive is that we're going to just really dig deep into the healing the gut, and all of us are doing it. It's you, it's me, it's Mark, it's Simba, it's everyone at the farm, maybe even the cats, the dogs and the ducks. We get some of that intention. But we will share everything that we know about the gut in a 4-week program launching in September. So everything that you hear about that we do, we will put together in a practical, like a structured way, so that you can, without being here at the farm, create your own gut healing program. So it will be full circle. It will be packed with information. Yeah, Celestine is going to join us in that as well, to share her knowledge and her experiences. So this will be launched in early September. It's a 4-week program. The details is not set yet, but if you feel called to joining, you can message me and I will make sure that you get all the information once we start to share more about it. And if you're curious about our retreats, you can just reach out to me and have a conversation with me, and you can also read more at livingwiththespirit.com. All right.
Yeah.
Time for lunch.
First one done.
Yes, first one in the books.
Yeah.
Well done. And I'll see you soon, and the rest of you, we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ciao.